Tuesday, 17 May, 16, broadcast at Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks for tuning in to the Calvary Hour. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. This broadcast is sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church in New Bern, North Carolina. We're glad to be able to come to you by means of Christian radio. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and we're looking at this wonderful, wonderful attribute of God and also His gift to us, which is His love. Father, do bless us now. Speak to my heart and the hearts of all of our listeners, and may we indeed and in truth know the love of God that passeth all understanding. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God willing, we'll now go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and continue our study. We see in verse 1 that we could be the greatest of all speakers, but if we have not the love of God, we're nothing but a noise maker. We can be great, have great minds and great understanding to understand prophecy and mysteries, be people of great faith so that we can remove mountains. And yet, if we have not the love of God in our heart and life, we're nothing. As I mentioned early on these broadcasts, old Dr. Bob Jones Sr. used to describe nothing as a zero with a ring rubbed out. I mean, that is nothing. And then we could be extremely generous and not still have the love of God, and it would profit us nothing, be nothing to our account. For you see, love suffers long and is kind, and love envieth not. Love doesn't vaunteth not itself. It's not rash. And as we closed out the last broadcast, it is not puffed up. Love is not based on pride, and pride does not manifest love. Pride demonstrates selfishness, does it not? Oh, yes, it does. Now, notice also in verse 5 of 1 Corinthians chapter 13 concerning this godly love, it does not behave itself unseemly. It's not seeking first place. That's the next phrase, seeketh not her own. When you see someone, and by the way, this is in all of our carnal natures, is it not? This desire to be somebody, to be something. And, you know, we can be sometimes like the fella, he said, you know, I'm humble and I'm proud of it. You know, we can be that way. Our heart is deceitful above all things, and it's desperately wicked. And dear friend, you know, humanly speaking, naturally speaking, the first response we often have is to take care of ourselves. But if we have a supernatural response, if we have the love of God in our heart, the Bible says that it seeketh not her own. In other words, others, yes, Lord, others, let this then my motto be, help me to live for others that I might live for thee. Instead of trying to do all I can, you know, as someone said, get all we can, count all we get. Now, there's nothing wrong with canning. There's nothing wrong with providing. But if it's just simply to try to accumulate for ourselves at the expense of being unfaithful to God, then, dear friend, it's wrong. The day I'm preaching this message, I was just reading in the gospel account by St. Luke. And the Lord Jesus was speaking about the man who had so many things. He was a successful farmer, and he was blessed with great crops. And he said, I'll just pull down my barns, and I'll build others, and I'll bestow in them all my goods. And I'll say to my soul, thou hast much good laid up for many years. Eat and drink and take it easy. I'm paraphrasing this now. And then he said, but what he didn't know was he wasn't going to live to enjoy that. He said, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be that you've been making all these plans for? Oh, dear friend, seeketh not her own. God help us to seek that which will bring glory and honor to our Lord, and that which will be good for others as well. Seeketh not her own. And here's a real characteristic of this love, is not easily provoked. You know, sometimes we have a very short fuse, do we not? It doesn't take much to set us off. I know there's some people you just have to be careful around. And by the way, I really don't enjoy, if you want to know the truth, I do not enjoy being around folks who have real short fuses. I mean, somebody that seems like their life is made up of volatile fumes or liquids. You know, you wouldn't want to throw a match into a container of gasoline. And sometimes people just live with that kind of attitude, that kind of life. They're like a container of volatile fluid, fuel, so forth. You just have to be careful. Just one word can just set them off. Well, this is where the love of God would come in, and this is where God's love can really change things. Is not easily provoked. And then here's another great characteristic of this love. Thinketh no evil. Well, you know, there are some folks, because I really believe of their own situation, they suspect anything and everything that somebody else does. No matter what it is, they're always questioning it. They're always in doubt. They're always thinking somebody is out to get them. If you've been listening to this broadcast for some period of time, you've heard a lot of the illustrations that we've given over the years. But we had a young man working with us some years ago in our mission work, and he was the son of a pastor. His daddy had died. And he asked me one day, he said, "Preacher, do you have any friends?" I said, "I sure do. I have got friends." He said, "I mean real friends." I said, "Yes." I said, I've got some real friends." He said, "My daddy never did." He said, "Everybody that my daddy befriended, so to speak," he said, "they turned around and stabbed him." Well, now, dear friend, I did not know his daddy. And what a terrible thing for this young man to have been living with. And his point was just simply this. You know, basically, he didn't trust anybody. He would not accept the fact that people can actually love each other. At least that's the way it came across to me. Is not easily provoked. Wow. Thank God for the love of God that lengthens our fuse, that dampens our fuse, so to speak, and keeps us from being easily provoked. How many homes, how many churches would still be together today and prospering in the Lord if they had not been so easily provoked? Dear friend, I don't know about you, but every characteristic I read about love here in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is a challenge to my own heart and life. You see, this man who is preaching you today is a sinner saved by the grace of God. God saved me, just an ungodly sinner. When he saved me, he gave me a new nature, but he didn't take away my old nature. And by the way, when he saved you, he gave you a new nature, and he did not take away your old nature. Our old natures are acclimated to everything that's contrary to what I'm reading to you here today. But in Christ Jesus, our new natures changes all of this. Remember again, what is the first fruit of the blessed Holy Spirit according to the book of Galatians? What is the first fruit? It's love. It's this agape love. And the Bible says that love covers what? Yeah, you're ahead of me. You're right. Love covers a multitude of sins. Well, love seeketh not her own, not looking to be first place, rejoices when somebody else has moved in the first place, not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, and not questioning everything everybody does. Now listen, we're to weigh out situations. There's no question about that. I'm not speaking about being gullible. But dear friend, we should not be seeking our own, and we should ask God to help us not to be easily provoked. Because these things are not only individually are they problems or blessings, depends on which side we're on of them, but also they're kind of like a chain. You build one link after another. And the next one we're going to be looking at here is thinketh no evil. Thinketh no evil. Our Heavenly Father, bless us now with thy word. O God, the entrance of it truly giveth light. Thank you, Lord God, that you loved us enough to send your Son. You loved us enough to save us, to, Lord, to send the blessed Holy Spirit to indwell in our hearts and lives. I pray that you'd use our lives today for thy honor and thy glory. May the love that thou hast extended to us be extended back to thee and to others. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. May our Lord be pleased to make each of us a channel of his blessing. And please join us next broadcast if you can.